Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I am super excited today. I have an incredible guest. His name is Bob Berg. He's an author and a speaker and a sales coach. And Bob wrote one of my favorite books of all time. And if you have not read this book, you need to go out and get it today. Go on Amazon and order it. It's called The Go-Giver. And he also has different Go-Giver books, one for sales and a hand. How many do you have, Bob?
Right now we have three. We have The Go-Giver, Go-Givers Sell More, and then we have The Go-Giver Leader.
Awesome. So how are you doing today?
Doing great. How about you, Brian?
I'm fantastic. So I usually like to start off and figure out people's origin stories. And how did you go from being working in radio to then a salesperson to now this incredible speaker who speaks all over the world in keynotes?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really, I started out in radio as a sportscaster. I got a job at a very small ABC television affiliate in the Midwest, and I worked my way up to the late night news anchorship, and I was really the worst news anchor you've ever seen because I was not a journalist. I was not a news person. I was more of a sports guy who happened to get a job in news. So I think I was probably too positive for the medium anyway. My idea of a good opening would have been something like, "Good evening, everyone, in the news tonight, everything's great. Go to bed. We'll let you know if something comes up." And that doesn't work real well in the news biz. But anyway, I very quickly found myself not in that business anymore. I graduated into sales, but I knew nothing about sales. So I began to find information and read those who did know. And back then, the two of the biggest sales teachers were Zig Ziglar and Tom Hopkins, and I began studying their magnificent materials. And within a very short period of time, my sales began to go through the roof, which taught me a lesson, because really the only difference where I was when I got their books and where I was just a few weeks later was that I had the information. I had a system for being able to do something that before that I didn't know how to do. And to this day, I define a system as simply the process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles. In other words, if it's been proven that by doing A, you'll get the desired result of B, then you know that all you need to do is A and continue to do A, and you'll eventually get the desired result of B. That was a game changer for me. And eventually I was sales manager of another company, and pretty soon after that began teaching people what worked for me and going into companies to do that, and I realized I could make a career out of actually doing that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then, so what was the origin of The Go-Giver? Because, I mean, it's a phenomenal book. It's a fable, and it has five key principles that talk about how to sell it. And one of the things that my books and my speeches and the things I teach are relationship marketing. So not only did that resonate with me, but also the kind of servant leadership spin that you put on that. So how did that idea come? And you know, I know you co-wrote it with somebody else. I forget who it is. I apologize.
You know, that's okay. John David Mann, who's a fantastic writer and storyteller. I tend to be more of the how-to, step one, step two, step three guy. So it was a good combination. It was a really good collaboration, and he was a joy to work with. Years ago, back in the mid-90s, I had a book called Endless Referrals, Network Your Everyday Contacts into Sales. And it was a how-to book on how people who had a product or service that they loved but didn't feel comfortable with the process of meeting new people and developing those relationships that it takes to be successful in sales. It was a book for those people, and it's done very well. And there was a basic premise to it, which was that all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. And throughout the years, I'd read a lot of business parables or fables, and I've always enjoyed them very much. You know, to be able to pick up a book that you can read in an hour or hour and a half or so and connect with a really good story and learn something that you could apply, I always love doing that. I'm an avid reader, so yeah, I love doing that anyway. And I thought, what if we could take the basic premise from Endless Referrals, the know, like, and trust, and turn that into a parable? So John and I came up with the title because how do you develop those kind of know, like, and trust relationships? Well, you constantly and consistently give value to others. And so we called it the Go Giver, and we came up with the premise first. And then with the laws kind of wrote themselves. Now, they were laws that John and I both knew and were familiar with from our own businesses and from the many success stories and success principles that we've studied. But the names of the laws sort of wrote themselves as we were going through the process.
Awesome. So can you lay out those five principles for the people that haven't read the book yet? Because I think that will be something to really help them kind of get their arms around it.
Sure, absolutely. And again, it's based on a premise that shifting your focus, and this is really what's key, shifting your focus from getting to giving. And when we say giving in this context, we simply mean constantly and consistently providing value to others. And that doing so is not only a nice way to conduct business, it is a very financially profitable way as well. And again, it's based on five laws or principles that they are the laws of value, compensation, influence, authenticity, and receptivity. And very quickly, the law of value talks about giving more in value or use value to others than what you receive in payment. Now, this can be easily misconstrued. It sounds counterintuitive. Give more in value than you take in payment. Isn't that a recipe for bankruptcy? So we simply have to understand the difference between price and value. They're two very different things. Price is a dollar figure. It's a dollar amount. It's finite. It is what it is. Value, on the other hand, is the relative worth or desirability of a thing, of something, to the end user or beholder. In other words, what is it about this thing, this product or service, this concept, this idea, that brings with it so much worth or value that a person will willingly exchange their money for it and be glad they did, get so much value from it that they feel as though they've gotten much more in value than what they've paid for, while you, of course, the entrepreneur, business person, salesperson, are selling it at a price that is more than your cost of goods sold. So you're both making a profit. The interesting thing about this is that the very characteristic of a free enterprise-based exchange, and when I say free enterprise or free market-based exchange, is that no one is forced to do business with each other. So both parties are doing so because they both expect a profit. And indeed, in a free market-based exchange, there are always two profits, the buyer profits and the seller profits, because each party comes away better off after the transaction than they were before the transaction. And that's law number one. Law number two takes it a step further, and it says that and this is the law of compensation, which says your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. So where law number one says to give more in value than what you take in payment, law number two tells us that the more people whose lives you touch with this exceptional value, the more money with which you'll be rewarded. So it's not just a matter of providing great value, though that's certainly the foundational principle. It's also a matter of how many lives you impact with that exceptional value. Law number three is the law of influence, which says your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. Now, this does not mean that you are a doormat or self-sacrificial, right? Placing the other person's interests first. It's just that we understand, and of course, Joe, the protege in the story, was told this, taught this by several of the mentors, that the golden rule of business, of sales, is simply that, again, all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. And Brian, as you know, because you teach this very thing, that there's no faster, more powerful, or more effective way of eliciting those kind of feelings toward you from others than by genuinely moving from that I focus or me focus to an other focus. Mm-hmm. And this is key. And we do this from the moment we meet a person through the selling process to afterwards. Law number four is the law of authenticity. Very quickly, this just says the most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. Deborah Davenport, one of the mentors in the story, shared a lesson she learned early in her sales career, that all the skills in the world, the sales skills, technical skills, people skills, as important as they are, and they're all indeed very, very important, they're also all for naught if you don't come at it from your true authentic core. But when you do show up as yourself, day after day, week after week, month after month, people feel good about you. They feel comfortable with you. They feel safe with you. And they know, like, and trust you. And they're much more likely to want to be in business relationship with you and refer you to others. And then the last one, law number five, is the law of receptivity, which simply says the key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. And we probably receive more emails about this one from people than any of the other laws, because it can be difficult for people in this world, which, you know, well, let's face it, all over we get messages from the world, and I won't say they're mixed messages, I'll say they're negative messages about money, about abundance, about prosperity. And this gets into people's heads, and so people, you know, sort of grow up unconsciously thinking, gosh, people who make money must have done something wrong to get it, or they must have built it on the backs of others, or they must have this and that. And again, it can mess with someone's head. So people who might really feel great about the giving aspect can have a tough time with the receiving aspect. So what we want people to know is that giving and receiving are not opposite concepts. They are simply two sides of the very same coin. And they work in tandem. We breathe out and breathe in, right? We give and we receive. The key, though, is to focus on the giving. Focus on the giving. Understand that money is simply an echo of value. It's the thunder to value's lightning, which means the value comes first. That's got to be your focus. And when you do a great job of providing and communicating value to your customer, then you've created the context for receiving.
Outstanding, great stuff. And it brings up a couple of points. One of my mentors, whose name is Al Ritter, he's a author as well, wrote a book called The 100-0 Principle. We're sitting down one day at a coffee shop, and he pulls out a dollar bill and he looks at it and he says, "Brian, do you know what this is?" And I said, "Yeah, it's a dollar." He says, "No, it's not. It's a certificate of appreciation. The more that people appreciate mm-hmm. you, the more of these certificates you will get."
I love that.
I do too. And then the other thing that came to mind as you were speaking was one of the principles that I teach all the time is how to get great LinkedIn recommendations. And the way that you do it is you give a great recommendation to somebody first. Now, 70% of the time, people will actually give you one in return, but the level and the heart and the time they will put into it is at least tenfold in, you know, against going to somebody and saying, "Hey, would you give me a recommendation on LinkedIn?" It's the same kind of thing. And that's what that law of reciprocity means to me, is give first and you'll get much, much more back.
Sure. Well, and the reciprocity, which of course was which was really explained in a fantastic way in Dr. Robert Cialdini's great book Influence, mm-hmm. is that, you know, that is that psychological need we all have to give to someone who has given to us. Receptivity says, I'm able to receive that, and I'm able to do so in a way that I feel good about it.
Yeah, I love that. So, Bob, can you give me maybe some examples, because I'm sure you've met and talked to hundreds or thousands of people that have read the book. Can you give an example where somebody came up to you and said, "You got to listen to this story. It really changed my life, and here's what it did."
Yeah, well, we get these all the time. I mean, fortunately, that's what's so great about email. and we get these a lot. One of the stories I loved was from a guy in Pittsburgh who had a roofing business, and he was really struggling. It was during the downturn, and the economic downturn. and he was really struggling, as were the other roofers in the area, and he was doing what they were doing. He was trying to pull back because obviously money wasn't coming in and so forth, and he read the Go-Giver and he said, my focus is in the wrong place. He said, I need to focus on giving more value. Now remember, value is the relative worth or desirability. It doesn't mean it has to cost you more, but and understand value is always in the eyes of the beholder. So he found ways to provide value to others through the actual experience itself. And once he did that, his sales really climbed. I want to say they went through the roof, but that would be just such a bad pun that I don't want to say that.
True that.
But you know, he credited the book with it, but it wasn't the book that did it. It was he who took action on it. And that's really the key. And we find so many ways that people will take what we call the elements of value, which we discussed in Go Givers Sell More. And the reason why is a backstory. People say, well, how do you, in a world of commoditization where most products and services are the same, and then it comes down to who has the lowest price, and you know, unless your last name is Walmart, trying to sell on, you know, make low price your unique selling proposition is not a productive way to do business. Let's face it, and you know this, Brian, when you sell on low price or when you sell on price, you're a commodity. Mm-hmm. When you sell on value, you are a resource. So we don't want people being the lowest price offering. We want people being the highest value offering and charging more for it. And so we say, okay, so how do you add that kind of extra value? How do you become that additional value? And there are probably hundreds of ways, but they come down to five what we call elements of value. And they are excellence, consistency, attention, empathy, and appreciation. And to the degree that you communicate one or more, hopefully all five of those elements in every transaction through the entire process, that's the degree to which you're taking price and your competitors out of the picture.
I love that. And that is so very true. And, you know, again, that certificate of appreciation that I talk about is that people feel like they're getting more. Because, I mean, it, you know, in the website business, for example, I mean, you can go to India and get something done for $10 an hour. How is it that some people can charge $100 or $150 an hour? And the way that they do that is by not only building the website, but educating the user on how to make it more efficient, how to drive more traffic, what to do when that traffic comes in, teaching them how to capture leads. I mean, there's just so many components to that. And if you can get that message across, then all of a sudden you could say, not only is this worth more, but it's going to give you a greater return on investment. So that's what I hear from you, is that ROI.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Bob, this has been just incredible. You've dropped an incredible amount of knowledge bombs on my peeps, and this is just some awesome stuff, and I so like and trust you and respect what you have to say. And I know that you got something else that's going to help my audience kind of wrap their arms around this even more. What is that?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate the kind word. It's been an honor and pleasure to be on your podcast. If people would like a report called The Go-Giver Way, 5 Principles for Creating a Culture of Excellence, they can come to thegogiver.com. I think if they wait a few seconds, there'll be a pop-up that says that, and we welcome them to read that and enjoy it. I hope they benefit from it.
Thanks so much for sharing that. So, Bob, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Best way is to go to thegogiver.com. It's thegogiver in this case without the hyphen, thegogiver.com. And they can join the Go-Giver movement and subscribe to the podcast if they'd like. They can also scroll down to the books where they can get a sample chapter and an excerpt and see if they like where the books are going.
Outstanding. Well, again, Bob, I so appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on and sharing, you know, all the knowledge with all my people. So this has been a pleasure, and I appreciate you jumping on this podcast with me.
Well, thank you so very much, Brian. I love the work you do and wish you the best of continued success.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.